I think that that is very, very profound, and it's an absolute way to actually get started. You start out with being grateful, and you do your affirmation. And how often during the day should you be affirming your beliefs to help embed them in your subconscious?
You know, I believe in doing anything with a full-time consciousness. Some of you guys may work a job, but you can still build your enterprise with a full-time consciousness. So let's say you're standing in a bank line. You can kind of spread your feet a little bit, ground yourself by breathing in and out of your nose, and think about and focus on where it is that you want to go. And in terms of a structure, I recommend 3 times a day. And when I had a job, I actually would go at lunchtime and step aside from everyone else and do my lunchtime meditation. And in order to do a meditation, all you have to really do is shut your eyes, get quiet, focus on the breathing kind of coming in and out of your nose, let your heart rate reduce, and do your affirmations. Now, they say it's good to do your affirmations, to do your meditation before eating. But if you can't do it before eating 3 times a day, don't use that as an excuse to not do it. Do it anyway. Get in a routine of doing that daily and watch the transformation happen, because it will, in fact, happen.
I know I've certainly experienced that myself. Now, something that I think is kind of key, people do affirmations, but sometimes they have an attitude or some doubt that is sabotaging their affirmation. How does that doubt that they have really interfere with what it is that they want to do?
Basically, a little exercise I learned is to cancel that thought in the universe and then replace it with another one of a positive nature. Just say, cancel that, and then replace it with another one of a positive nature. That's a good way to handle it, because we are going to have those inner voices in the beginning that are self-sabotaging. You want to keep focusing on the affirmation. One of my affirmations is, I am the leader people are looking for. Now, when I began to say that, I didn't feel it. I didn't believe it, but I continued to affirm it both aloud and to myself, and writing it hundreds of times on paper. Even writing, Barbara Williams is the leader people are looking for. Barbara Williams is the leader people are looking for. And then one day I woke up, and you know what? I really felt it, and what an incredible feeling. You know, and some of these things, it's kind of in God's time, not your time. And there's a certain level of trust that you have to have in the universe and in yourself, that if you do the actions, you're going to get the result. Thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to actions. And actions lead to results. But you know what? The opposite is true. You can have thoughts that lead to feelings that lead to no action, that lead to no result. So it all starts with your thoughts. Now, who controls your thoughts? I don't control your thoughts, Johanna.
Mm-hmm.
You control your thoughts, correct?
Correct.
And each and every one of you listening to me today, you control your thoughts. Don't give your power away. Don't believe that somebody else controls your thoughts. One of the big mistakes people make is they go, you made me feel. No, 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 no. Nobody else can make you feel anything. It's the thoughts that you think in perception of what it is that occurs that creates the thought that then leads to the feelings, that then leads to the actions, that then leads to the results. So the power is yours. Take total and 100% accountability for yourself.